Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Thoughts with Mosiah. Today we're going to be looking at how to destroy somebody's core values and beliefs. Alright, but first we have to determine what the core values and beliefs are. Okay? The core values and beliefs are the things that drive people to make decisions. They are the moral codes and guidelines, the superstitions, the beliefs, the ethical and moral beliefs that drive them to conform to society's norms on what they view as moral. And sometimes not even society's norms. Sometimes it can be extended to a cultural norm or a familial traditional. But either way, it is deeply embedded into the very, like, bottom of their identity. It's like it is the foundation of their identity, one could say. Their core values and beliefs. So, if we want to be able to get somebody to see things from our point of view, what do we have to do? We have to destroy their core values and beliefs. So how do we do that? How do we ruin someone's meaning in life? Because that's essentially how this works. The core values and beliefs are what drive people to make ethical decisions, and they're also what gives the person meaning. Your core values and beliefs, they're what ground you to this world with an existential thought. Because if you look at this nihilistically, then there is no reason for any core values or beliefs. Because life has no meaning, so why believe in anything? Why not just be hedonistic and do whatever you feel makes you comfortable? And see here, that's temporarily what we're trying to ensue in this person. We're trying to temporarily put them in this nihilistic stance where they have no idea if they believe in anything anymore or what they believe. Alright, so let us start off with the person. They go throughout their life doing good things to people, helping people, because they view it as their job to support. They view it as their mission in life, is to give to those in need. And they believe that they will get paid back for it later. We'll say that this person believes in an afterlife where your good works are rewarded. So they're doing this for just as much incentive and for the reason that it makes them feel good existentially. They feel like they have meaning in life. They feel like they have hope. Their meaning is to serve people. Alright, so how do we destroy that? Well, if I were to do something, I would say I would take a character out of a book that I just read. The Stormlight Archives. And in this book, the character, she can create multiple personas of herself, and one of them is like the hero to the people of this town. She goes and she stops, or she finds food that's been hidden away, and she gives it to the starving people. She views herself as a hero, and she's proud of herself for doing good. And as she continues to do this, more and more people are getting food, but she can start. She starts realizing something is off. There's more and more resentment towards her. She doesn't understand why, though. But now she can feel people are starting to get resentful at her, angry, and start saying things like they wish she had never come. She doesn't understand what's happening until later, right after she leaves someone with a pile of food, she decides to hide and see what they do with it. And they do nothing, for at that moment, a group of bandits come in and threaten them the same way they've been threatening them for the weeks that this hero has been delivering that food. And they threaten to harm them and to beat them if they do not give them the food. And they tell them that they cannot tell the hero that their food is being stolen, or else they will be killed. It is at this moment the hero realizes that all of her good works, all of the things that she'd been doing that had been making her feel existentially good while also promoting the lives of others, had been doing nothing except for hurting them. This causes a breakdown of her beliefs. She believed that she was being a good person, and in that moment, she realized she was not. Especially since afterwards, when she confronts the mother about it, the mother does tell her, and she gets angry at her. She confronts her, and she condemns her for what she did to their town. And now, as we look at this story, we realize, for somebody who believes that they are truly good, the one thing that you can do to break down their core beliefs is to show them that what they're doing is hurting the very people that they're trying to help. And that breaks down their belief in what they're doing. That breaks down their hope that they can be better, that they can be something that improves people's lives. And with that goes away any sense of identity that they had along with it. They feel like a wretch. They feel like they're worthless. And that's when you come in. And that's when you start working to instate whatever it is you want to place inside them as their core fundamentals or beliefs. And now for some, it may take a while for their beliefs and their values to drop out of alignment. But then as they do, slowly, you can come in, build rapport with the person, make them believe that you are serving them, that you are helping them, that you are giving them a second chance at life, a life with meaning, as you slowly instate your ideologies and your will and your beliefs and your core values right onto them. I'm going to be perfectly honest here. It's very Machiavellian. It's very sadistic and it's very cruel. No one should ever attempt to do this. Alright, even those who may believe that they could do it for the presupposition that it would be good for people who have false core beliefs and identities. They may believe that they need to purge these people of their beliefs because they believe that they are hurting more people with those beliefs than they are doing good. And while that may be so, what do you lose from participating in that process? It's a tough thought to realize that you have the power. You truly do have the power to be a devil to people. For instance, not many people look at World War II, look at the Nazis, and say, I could probably be that person. Nobody realizes that. They think that they're all saints, that they're all angels, and that they would be the one to stand out and defy them, defy the people who are doing these cruel and evil acts. But then when you realize that what you believe is free will and control is nothing, when you believe that you would stand up for your core values and beliefs and that nothing can break them down. You know nothing. Everything can be broken down and everything can be built back up. There's a book specifically discussing this issue called Ordinary Men. And it talks about how these regular middle-aged men who were just everyday Germans who went about their daily lives doing exactly what regular people did went about to become murderers of the cruelest type. And not many people realize it, but when you come to terms with that fact, you realize that there truly is a devil inside of you. That's when it awakens the opportunity for you to change and to become better. Right. However, for now, let us go back to the idea of identity, about core beliefs and values. People have core beliefs and values because they need a meaning in their life. I don't know why. I have my own personal opinions, but I don't know if that's the true answer or not. Some people may say that it's God who placed these intrinsic moral values upon us. Some may say that it's evolutionary biology. Others may claim it's some form of the supernatural, or that it's some form of just a social construct. It's just something we humans created so that we could work with the lives that we have. Either way, people believe in their identities. And what happens when you break someone's identities down, when you break a person, to say, you don't even have to touch them physically to break them. But when you do break them, what happens? There are two things that can happen. They can repair themselves. They can come back stronger. They can come back with an even stronger view of morals and ethics. And they can come back and be the great person they always planned to be. And know that nothing can get in their way because they already had somebody try to destroy their beliefs. And they know how to face it. That's one way. Or it can go the other. They lose their sense of existential belief. They lose their reason for meaning. And they start to become envious and resentful and angry at their position in life and at the way they've been treated and at the way the world has treated them. And then they start becoming resentful of the human race. How could such a depraved and evil thing exist? For if there is no meaning in life, then why should we even search for meaning? Why should we even exist for that? Especially when you have people who search for hedonistic things in life, for pleasure, for profit, and for pain. When you see those things in human nature, it makes it hard not to condemn the human race to destruction. And then you have a nihilistic, you have an existential nihilism that causes you to go and decide that you must rid the world of this plague that you call the human race. Thank you very much. That was a very depressing and dreary episode of Mosiah's Thought Bubble. Hopefully we're not going to be going into such deep and dark topics, but we will be working on trying to understand human behavior, and it will go places. I don't know where those places will be. We'll probably reach some goodness, we'll probably reach some darkness. I don't know, but we'll find out. Have a good day, everyone. Mosiah out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.